The most important event in all of history was about to take place. The long-awaited Savior King was to be born. But Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, not Bethlehem. God had promised that the Savior would come from Bethlehem. How would God get them to the right time and place? Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth hath been from old, from everlasting. God used a wicked ruler. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, or counted as to be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife being great with child. And so it was that while they were there the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not! For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. God's promise was kept. The Savior King had come. But we must look beyond the manger to the mount, Mount Calvary. We must look from the cradle to the cross. This was the whole reason of his coming. If he would be the Savior, he must pay the price of sin. He must die, for the wages of sin is death. And we know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you know the Christ of Christmas? Have you received him as your only God and Savior from sin? He is God's gift to you.